When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are we good now, Hunter? I love it. Are we free to start the Duck Call Room podcast, Hunter?
Oh boy,
we're free to start, and I'm actually have a plan today.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We have a plan.
You must have one because
for the first time in the history of the Duck Call Room podcast, there is a single note that has been taken.
Oh, yeah.
And it will be talked about today. I don't know if it's in the first one, but we do have somewhat of an outline in the form of a single note, which we'll get to later. But Rucker's in the house, everybody.
B-Ruck. Welcome back.
We have guest.
Welcome
when
back.
When I'm here, that means that literally nobody else was available to be here today.
That's not true.
I mean, it's kind of true, but.
I mean.
No. I'll say this. You've become the first alternate.
Hey. You're up there.
Yeah,
you're like the seventh member of the Duck Call Room.
Right, that's like the third string quarterback that's first on the practice team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they generally make like all-state academics.
Hey, but you know what? They make six figures too. They're doing good.
Hey, so look, it ain't nothing to sneeze at.
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but
I got
nobody
news.
In here making six figures.
No.
Well, maybe one of them.
No, I ain't. Hey.
But not from this room. He has to make it collectively. Yeah. It ain't none
He's got to go out.
Yeah.
It's not happening here in the but thanks for listening, like and subscribe so one day Rucker can be making
and at this point like, subscribe and book us to come to your place.
We'll be there in a hurry.
And if you're interested in Goblin, you can find him on Cameo.
And if you want Si, I'm like,
does Godwin have a cameo?
Yes, you can. We can get you a Goblin cameo for like your birthday or something, Rucker.
Oh man,
how funny would that be?
That would be funny.
Just get
I'd probably just text him and be like, hey,
you got to explain. What was all this note business you was talking about?
It's up under his computer.
Oh, the introduction.
This is going to be John David's attempt to debunk.
You're talking music.
No. This is Jay Stone's attempt to debunk.
Now, to be fair, we're not Mythbusters.
We just go with what the people say.
A few of us do believe in mythical creatures.
Right, yeah.
We are not Mythbusters.
They're not mythical if they're real.
They're not mythical if they're real.
We believe in creatures. Sorry.
A conspiracy theory isn't a conspiracy if it's true.
It's a theory. It's not even a theory. It's just historical fact.
Are we diving down conspiracy theories?
Do you have one you need to talk about?
No. That's what I was fixing to ask you. Are we going light today or do we want to get heavy?
Well, considering three of us in here is over 250 pounds, we're probably going to be heavy.
We're starting heavy.
Time out. Right. Two of you.
Yeah.
I've left that group.
240.
No, you hadn't.
230.
2:30.
Okay.
I'm so hungry.
That's what I'm saying. You don't look healthy.
Excuse my ignorance. I apologize.
You look like you haven't had any nourishment.
I haven't.
Since there's four of us in here.
There is four.
That's why I said, do we want to go light stuff or do we want to go heavy stuff?
Well, we're going to do some mixed martial arts today.
Oh, was that the note you're talking about?
In person?
Sign me up.
Well, I mean, he's got a try.
He's got a black belt.
I don't know.
Okay, so here's the note. So Stone comes in, Rucker. I don't know if you watch the Duck Call Room podcast. It's available where all your podcasts are, YouTube, all the places.
I watch it every time an episode comes out.
That you're on?
I mean, anytime I'm mentioned.
Well, that's okay. He watches same day on those.
Yeah.
The other ones, he catch them when he catches them.
Yeah, sir, I agree with this and don't hold you, nothing against you for it. But Stone said you've showed up to the jiu-jitsu gym, and he's like, yeah, except one thing he said that made us all pause, and this is where my note comes in. Rucker, black belt, taekwondo, question mark?
Senior second degree black belt.
Oh, see, that's, we're going
to
need.
So do y'all want the story? Do you want me to tell you how that's possible?
Yes.
Okay, great. if you've ever listened to my testimony, you'll hear me talk about taekwondo heavily in my early years. I didn't play football. I didn't play basketball. What I did was martial arts. This all got spanned or spurred on due to my love for the Ninja Turtles as a young child. It's true. I'm just telling you.
Do you have nunchucks?
No.
Do you have a favorite Ninja Turtle?
Taekwondo is hand and foot combat. There's no weapons.
But even Ninja Turtles, the weakest one had a stick.
Yeah. Well, but yeah.
Favorite Ninja Turtle, though. That's important.
Well, it's easy. It's Michelangelo.
Are you implying something by you saying the weakest one had a stick?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Donatello.
Donatello is the weakest one.
Okay. And you're probably a Raphael guy.
I'm a Raphael guy.
You're red.
You can see it. Yeah. You can see a Raphael guy from across the room.
So you are blood.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, red.
Yeah, that was before any of the colors came into play in my life. You know what I mean?
But you are Raphael.
Actually, funny story, whenever I was a kid, my favorite color was red, primarily because of Raphael. And I would wear red all the time in my neighborhood until I learned that that was a bad idea and that we are not allowed to wear red in my neighborhood.
Yeah. And y'all were Leonardo people.
Leonardo people.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm more of a Michelangelo fella myself. Yeah, that should come to no shock to anybody.
That man loved pizza.
My question is, why did you choose the Taekwondo?
So, I don't remember how that happened. Like, I don't remember choosing. I think my mom and my grandma were just, like, inquiring about karate, different stuff like that, because it's something I wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
And so they put me in it, and I actually became a black belt before my 13th birthday. And I was number one in the nation in forms, number one in the nation in free design, and number three in the nation in sparring. We did a bunch of different tournaments all the time. And there was a family there that kind of took me in, took care of me and stuff. Actually, Taekwondo was so we were so poor that we didn't have any money for like a memorial service or a funeral for my mom. And so the Taekwondo school actually put on the memorial service for my mom there at the Taekwondo school.
Pretty cool.
And so, yeah. And then I started selling crack cocaine.
That's not funny. But I was thinking.
It kind of is.
It's no, hilarious. But, I mean, that was just, your transition was great, sir.
Yeah.
How do we just now find that? Like, sir, I've been very close to you for a long time.
It's been a known thing. Matter of fact, you just don't recall. I actually brought the single picture that I have available from those days.
I have seen that. I have seen the picture of black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Repeat what you held.
The belt.
The belts.
So, well, no, this is just like, so they would do like these top 10 in the, you know, youth division. Cause I was a kid. Yeah. They called it junior basically and it was a national Taekwondo, basically they determined it based on the amount of trophies that you would get at competitions.
Okay.
And so I was first in forms, which in Taekwondo, you have a form that you are supposed to learn and demonstrate of movements in each belt category.
Okay.
Right. So you have a white belt form, blue belt, yellow belt. You know what I mean?
And it's getting higher.
Whenever we'd go to competitions, I would always do really well with those. My secret was my mom would starch my uniform so much that every time I would kick, it would like pop. And so like it would just leave a lasting impression on like the judges. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is a true story. I mean, like there's people that can verify this.
A boy out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of a boy. They starching his uniform. Out there in a gi brought to you by Wranglers.
Like he says, because I was in the military, okay, and I starched my fatigue so bad that to this day I don't have any hair on my legs. Okay, because it's so, rubs it off.
Can confirm.
Okay,
when he kicked, like he said, imagine the pop it did give.
And that stuff's made out of like canvas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's And so, all right. And then free design is where you create your own form, right? So you
you become an artist.
Yeah. You create your own form and then you demonstrate it at the competition.
And you won first in that, right?
First in that in the nation. Yeah. And then sparring.
In the nation.
Was like, where you put on gear and you spar. It's a point system and everything like that. And so I was number three in the nation And two of the guys that was on my taekwondo team were number one and two. Oh. So on our taekwondo team, we had 1, 2, and 3 in the nation all there. Matter of fact, one of them was in my wedding when I got married in October. His family took me in and took care of me and stuff for years.
Rucker, do you know what make the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass. They got you. Whatever you want. They got you. And that's what's cool because, like, I planted the persimmon trees. I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years. All the things. It's our way of giving back, you know, and it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point, your wife's going to say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, and along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch, you can grow them in the kitchen, you can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go, I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store, just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
And now the burning question we all have. Do you remember any of it?
I mean, I got some muscle memory, but, like, you know.
I mean, if I put this cup on that table, can you kick it?
It ain't going to look good.
His form not be up to par.
I mean, this was a very long time ago.
But, like, when you earn a black belt, like, are you a black belt forever? Or can you lose it?
Well, so, like, if you spend, technically, yeah, but from my understanding, right, like, so I've been out of it for, you know, over a decade, you know, easily 2 decades.
I say you've been running around here for a decade.
You know what I mean?
Seen so, you chop suey nothing.
So, like, would it, like, if you go back, essentially, like, I wouldn't still be a black belt. Okay. Like, I would have to.
You start back over.
You're starting over.
I don't know if you start over because you still have the fundamentals, you know, that, like, a white belt would have. But
no, nah, big dog. You start over.
I would think that would be kind of like riding a bicycle. You've learned it. Okay. You may not be in top form when you've done it, but you would still have a lot of it.
Well, it's so that would, like, be natural. All right. So after, you know, after I got out of prison, and then me and my kid's mom was moving all over Texas. At one period of time, we actually went back to Humble, which is right outside of Houston, and she was staying with her mom, and I was staying with the family that took me in during my taekwondo years house, and they were still actively going to taekwondo. And so I went up there after several years going to prison and everything else. Yeah. Went up there just to, like, say hi to my old instructor and stuff, who was actually the only person that wrote me a letter while I was incarcerated. He was the only person that ever wrote me
a letter. I communicated with you after.
Like, yeah. And so I went up there, and you know, it was like, hey, you know, why don't you put on some gear and spar with us, right? And I did some stuff. He's like, man, you got good muscle memory. And You know, so I mean, but you know, that's in the martial arts, right? Like some of this stuff, like, you know, whenever Jay said, hey, don't tell nobody about that, because in jiu-jitsu, every martial arts, like there's a kind of like this unspoken kind of like negative outlook on a different form of martial arts, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like,
y'all all think y'all's is the best.
Well, yeah,
correct. Right. Yeah. To some degree. And, yeah. And say, in saying that, some of them just do not blend well, right? So, hand and foot combat does not blend well with grappling and submission work. So, you know, you, because the reality is, yeah, I can punch you in the face, but if you get me on the ground, I'm toast. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because you wasn't trained for that.
No, which is actually how I cracked my rib, was because I'm accustomed to guarding my face.
Yeah.
In jiu-jitsu, if you guard your face, they're going to isolate your arm.
Oh, yeah.
He isolated my arm, put it to the mat, jumped across my body, being this, I mean, he's not a small human,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who?
David Martinez.
Oh, yeah.
Big guy. Right? He's a purple belt. I mean, he knows his stuff. Like, yeah. You know, and so he jumps across my body, and it just, I cracked the rib.
You chose to fight Martinez?
Let me tell you something about me, okay? Let me tell you something about me.
This isn't going to come across as, like, neat, by the way.
No. Like, I'll say this, man. Through the life that I've lived, my days of being scared of another man are far behind me. I don't care. I'll get beat up to prove I ain't scared of nobody.
I'm not. There's a difference between being smart and being scared.
No, I never said I was smart.
Okay.
I never said I was smart.
That's fine. As long as you're like, hey, I ain't scared and I'm kind of dumb.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, y'all said something here. Okay. Hey,
I support you.
If you don't fear something, you're not smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Fear is a healthy thing God gave us.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
But hey, when I was saying light or heavy, here's my question, because of your lifestyle.
Mm hmm.
And all the experiences you've had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, okay. What's the most important thing to life? No.
I get it.
I'll be back in 10 minutes. You knock this one out.
Next time on Unashamed. I want to hear his take on this, okay?
I like that.
The most important thing in life?
Yeah. That's an easy answer, by the way. Don't mess this one up.
It's actually an easy answer. The most important thing in your life is your relationship to the Creator. Your relationship to the Creator. And here's the reason why it's the most important thing. Because this life is nothing but a vapor, right?
Yep.
The only thing that truly matters is who's your master, how you love him, and your understanding of him loving you and spending an eternity in heaven because of the sacrifice of Jesus. In essence, nothing else really matters, right? So whenever I was a kid, I remember I was supposed to fight this other kid. His name was Greg. He's a little bit older than me, but I was scared to death. I did not want to fight Greg, right? And Greg showed up at my buddy's house and was like, nah, we're fighting. And I was like, nope, I ain't doing it. And I stood in his driveway. He was like, nope, I ain't doing it. Nope, I ain't doing it. And everybody around me basically, like, I mean, they criticized me. Like, it was the worst feeling in the world. It's worse than getting beat up, is to know that there's some opposition out there and you are too afraid to take a step towards it, right? Now, this is a lesson in just about anything. Most people's massive pursuit of comfort and their inability to face opposition is the reason why their life is in shambles, right? We have to be willing to face opposition with the confidence of knowing who our Creator is in order to grow and achieve something. None of us would be sitting here today if we just let the fear of what could happen keep us from forward progress. None of us would be here.
Oh, preaching.
And so...
I'm about to become a second on Rucker's show.
Well, it's so
this is way easier.
Well, so
I love it.
So what I'm saying is, after feeling how I felt by not going out there and fighting Greg, the next guy's name was Bud, right? And Bud was like the golden gloves of the hood. Like, Bud beat up everybody.
Okay, yeah.
He'd beat up older kids and everything
else. He was the man.
And one day,
a Debo, if you will.
Yeah. No, for sure. And skinny, I mean, like, people talk about size. I'm telling you, some dude, it just don't matter, right? If
when you got bad. It, you got when it. You're bad, you're bad.
Right.
Climb you like a cat squirrel.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I mean, he'll be. I remember two dudes tried to jump him in the gas station, and they were cleaning up both them dudes' blood. Like, I mean, dude was just, he just got it.
Yeah, worst whooping I ever got, somebody by half my size. This is a good one, too.
Well, no. That's why, hey, don't judge a book by its cover.
Hey, be fair, though. He hit me first.
Well, hey. I'm just saying.
I never started one.
Yeah.
So anyways, right? Like, so Bud, me and him got into it at the bus stop one day.
Mm-hmm.
And Bud beat me up.
Beat the car out of you, didn't
he? Oh, man. Yeah. He beat me up. He beat me up good. Had me crying. And I said, I'm going to fight this dude every single day until eventually I beat him up.
You whoop him.
Until eventually I whoop him.
When right? You take on Bud again?
Every single day, the next morning.
No, I'm talking about now. We,
like what I take? I think he's dead, actually. I mean.
I was just trying to figure out. I was really making kind of a clever joke of you still ain't whooped him, but.
No. I eventually got him.
Oh, there you go.
I eventually got him.
Caught him more down. Yeah.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements, AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the Duck Call Room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality. And I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc. To support my immune health, look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out.
So back to my question on it. Okay, you're what you're saying is a relationship, and with Christ,
right? Because you know it kind of goes back to that thing. His perfect power is made through my weakness, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of myself becomes the beginning of what God can do with me, right? Most of the time, whenever we are fearful of some type of opposition, that is a self-based fear, right? That don't have anything to do with circumstance. Actually, fear isn't actually rooted in anything that is literally happening. Fear is a worry or concern about something that could happen.
Yeah, like me with mountain lions.
Right. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Or with me, me and Snake.
You know what you should do, though?
That's my fear.
Day you should go out and you should fight that mountain lion in hand-to-hand combat until eventually you win.
No, I saw Ricky Bobby try to drive him with him.
No, yeah.
The circumstances changed in certain things.
Yeah.
Right? See, my problem with you,
every one of them is different.
My problem with you boys and snakes is you bigger than a snake.
No.
Why are you scared of them?
Not all of them. That I seen a video.
No, the ones Facebook. You gonna run into around here, you bigger than them.
Yeah, I just don't like them, man.
They sneakier than me.
I just don't like
them. It's like he's talking about, though. Okay, because me personally, I'm looking back from what he said. I don't like confrontation. Okay, and back to you, right? When everybody was looking at you when you said, no, I'm not gonna fight him.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking you're afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you fight him? Was you afraid of him, or was it something total?
No, I was afraid. I was afraid of getting hurt. I mean, really.
If you're scared, say you're scared.
No, okay. Yeah. I was afraid.
Okay.
Scared.
But this is the thing, too, right? And you got to remember, I got a lot of trauma and life experience that have taught me, you know, different things.
And you learned something from each one.
100%.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what I learned is that it's not actually about whether you win or lose. It's about your willingness to get in there, right?
Mm-hmm. I give you that.
And because you're in prison, right? There's somebody that is going to beat you up.
Oh.
Matter of fact, there's a lot of people that are going to beat you up.
If you allow it.
Well, no,
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Hey, now look, I took some butt whoopings, and I thought I wasn't allowing them, but I allowed them.
No. All it is that they are better at the game than you was.
Well, the rule of life is,
yeah,
there's always a bigger bear.
If he's always somebody faster,
there's always a bigger bear.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, where you go, there's always a bigger bear.
Yeah, but you got to be willing to put yourself in the fight.
Yeah.
Right? So C.S. Lewis said, whenever I die, I pray that hell rejoices because then I'm out of the fight. It's like, who's in more danger, the persecuted or the comfortable? Either I'm in the fight, I'm strapping up, getting ready, going in there, putting myself in a situation that I'm probably going to take some losses in, but I'm actively participating in what is going on.
Actually in the game.
Or I'm standing on the sidelines and I'm going to be just as close to falling victim to the circumstances as a person that's in the fight.
I'm with you.
No. Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
At least you're...
Except he actually fought.
That's like, okay, are you living or are you already dead? You're here, but you're not involved in nothing.
Basically, I say all that to say, like, I just, you know, it's not necessarily that I don't encounter a person and I'm like, hey, this is going to hurt a lot. This is going to suck. But I'm more afraid of saying I wasn't willing to go in there than to like go in there and get beat up. You get what I'm saying?
No regrets, if you will.
A coach, I was watching a show the other day, and it was about Coach Kay Yao, basketball coach, woman. Okay, and she said,
I thought you really just screwed up the Duke basketball coaches.
No, but like, hey, she said this, and the kids that played for her wore it on their tennis shoes. Life's going to kick you. And then the other shoe on the other side, it says, but make sure it kicks you forward.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you don't, you're not, you know, just like you and the guy, you know, that you were fighting and was afraid to fight him. Well, here's my question for you. What was tougher? Actually not fighting him, or go ahead when you had finally fought him and you may have got whooped, or he won, you won?
No, it's way tougher to not, like in those situations, right? Then this doesn't necessarily apply to every aspect of life, right? Yeah. Like, because sometimes it is just dumb and you're going to cause yourself a lot of pain. Which I've done that plenty of times.
And sometimes you don't have a choice because it's forced on you.
Right, exactly. But, you know, in that situation and in situations similar to it, it is way more agonizing to deal with the...
What if?
The what if or the humiliation.
Yeah, you didn't accept the challenge. You were challenged.
Of not going out there.
Yeah.
You know? And so... You know, again, it's just about, like, are you willing to get into the fight? And, you know, for me, whenever I say I'm not really afraid of a man, I'm not afraid of a man. But snakes make me pretty nervous. Heights make me pretty nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like whenever it comes to like, oh, this dude, don't fight that guy because he's A, B, C, and D, whatever. Like, whatever, man. You're just a dude. You're probably going to hurt me. But that's okay. You'll never be able to say that I was too afraid to get in there with you. Is it smart? No. Does it hurt? Yes.
So like Mike Tyson versus Brian Rucker.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You going to glove up?
To prove a point, I'm going to go in there and get
knocked. So you
going
to die just to say I wasn't afraid?
You're probably not going to die.
If Mike Tyson punched you in the face for 3 minutes.
He wouldn't have to.
It wouldn't last 3 minutes. He punched me one time and it'd be over.
Yeah. Even with headgear, I mean, I got a pretty good chin, but I still think Tyson knocked me out with one good one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With headgear.
If he pounds Rucker's face in.
But
he ain't going to.
You're just saying.
Martin,
one is gone and he's asleep.
John David, how many fist fights have you been in?
3 or 4.
Okay.
Didn't have to. I talked my way out of them.
But, like, what I'm saying
Or talk to your buddies into it. Right. There's a lot of ways to step back
and watch. See. You see, some people aren't afraid and are dumb. Some people are afraid and are smart. You got to, if you're going to be dumb, you have to be tough. If you're smart.
I kind of towed that line between the two, but I always ended up.
That's what I'm saying.
I always ended up in the middle of the meat popping.
Where I come from, you don't get the option to not get out there. Doesn't care if it's Mike Tyson, Hercules, or whatever, you got to go.
Hercules.
Kids, go out there and punch somebody in the mouth.
No, we're rooting for you.
No, he didn't ever say be the aggressor.
No.
He said don't back down from a challenge. He didn't say go be the aggressor. There's a difference.
This is what my mom used to tell me.
Okay.
She said, you better not ever start anything, but if somebody starts it with you, you better finish it.
Yeah, I live by that too. The only problem is few of them finish me.
Yeah.
Well, but
you're gonna take some L's in life.
Yeah.
I've lost way more fights than I've won.
Yeah.
But I
ain't lost more.
I wasn't getting any fights I was losing. I was running away from them.
Yeah. I ain't lost more, but I've taken plenty of L's. But if anybody tells you they ain't, well, get away from them because they're a pathological liar.
Yeah.
What?
And
I'm
not talking about hand-to-hand combat exclusively. I'm talking about people, I worked here and worked there and did this and did that. Well, then why are you here?
Yeah.
If you are that good.
Yeah. How did you end
up
here?
Why are you here?
Because
I landscape yards. I worked at Tyner Peaches. Now I'm general manager, duck commander. I ain't done a whole lot in my life.
I'm at 3.
But I've stayed committed everywhere I've been.
Right.
Like, I was there for the long haul. Because that's just the kind of person I am. But I'm just saying, you're going to take L's in life, and that's fine.
You have to. They're necessary.
I once played basketball against Charles Scott, running back Philadelphia Eagles.
I played
Eagles.
Basketball with you bunch of idiots in the church league. That was dumb.
You know what it's like for a bunch of private school Christian white kids to head to Jay Hodge and play basketball?
Yeah.
You get whooped.
Right.
And they were on a mission from the jump. They said, we're going to score 100. And I was like, I'm going to try and stop you, but I know I can't.
Hey, do you know
back? And I still went out there.
But that's what I'm
saying.
And
I got dunked on the news.
Yeah. Do you know back in the day how dumb it was for West Monroe High School to play LSU High School? I mean, Evangel?
Yeah.
I mean, every one of them boys played pro. And we out there, ain't none of us went pro. We's out there slinging hay bales next Saturday, trying to make $15. So we go get us a little bit of beer money. But that's neither here nor there.
Boy, that was the most West Monroe statement I've ever heard in my life.
But what I'm telling you is,
Rucker didn't grow up like that.
They're similar aspects.
He was slinging different bales. But we slinging hay bales and doing all that.
We had to get our bales from Jose.
Try to go sneak us somebody to overpay for some Bud Light because we thought it was cool. That's fine. Not a big deal. But them boys at Evangel the next day were working out, doing all the things. And we's out there trying to, you know, scarf up, smoke a cigarette butt because, you know, that's what you did. You know, like, I mean, it's a different time, but we wasn't scared. We stripping pads on.
Yeah.
I'm looking across from this old boy. He's already committed to LSU. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, he is about to whoop me for 48 minutes. But dadgum, he's going to know I was here. He didn't know I was there until like the third play, because the first two, he went around me. I was like, Well, that's a bad deal. I'm going to have to try something different because this ain't working.
It's a basic principle, right? Like, so just take me doing jiu-jitsu, right? The sole reason I'm doing jiu-jitsu is
we think you can't.
It's going to be extremely hard. I'm going to suck at it and get beat up for a very long time.
We got a truth sayer in here now.
Welcome. Jay Stone just walked in.
Oh, we're just talking about life, Stone. Yeah. Ain't no, but we...
We're talking about getting knocked down. Well, I guess... I didn't grow up where I literally had to fight people.
Yeah.
But I...
Hold on. I'm going to step out for a second.
I could have
quit. And let the coach... come on in here.
Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do. What? It's a mattress, and it came from Helix. Not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix. It came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D., he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
John, we've been talking.
What's up? Me and Stone have gotten real close over the past few weeks. You know?
So he's telling us about taekwondo and jiu-jitsu.
He says real close. He really means real close.
Like physically.
Physically. Yeah. Have y'all grappled?
Yeah. I mean, he's done stuff. I've been there to get choked. But, I mean.
How's he doing, though?
But that's the name of the game.
On a real note, because, Rucker, I mean this with all sincerity and love. You have a little bit of Uncle Si in you. So when you tell stories, I'm like, 95%, 80% truthful.
You're asking me how he's doing?
Yeah. So I want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah. He's got a sharp mind, and he soaks in the information well.
Okay.
But his cardio is lacking.
Cardio.
Which we knew going into this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, yeah.
That's not a surprise.
As someone who had a doctor look at him and say, you need to lose 30 pounds, and Stone had me at his house, he once looked at me and said, your motor is there, but your cardio is lacking and your core is weak.
Weak core.
That's what he told me.
No, but I will say this. The man keeps coming back, and that's what it takes. It takes humility, and it takes a willingness to learn and be humbled over and over and
over.
Well,
that's, you wasn't here. I asked a question, okay, about what is the secret to life, okay? And he went off on his little deal about, okay,
fighting,
you know, I'm not afraid of any man.
Yeah.
You know, and basically what it actually boils down to is, okay, are you living your life, or are you on the sidelines and life is just passing you by?
You sitting in a recliner with a remote.
You're on the sidelines, and no matter what happens in the game, you just kind of, no, I'm not involved.
You shy away from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so when
you've got to get in the game.
Well, when you walked in, we were talking about, like, the reason why I'm doing jiu-jitsu is because I know I suck at it. I know it's going to be really hard. I know I'm going to get beat up. Like, those are the reasons why I'm driven to do it, is because adversity breeds advancement. If you want to have advancements in life, you got to face adversity. And I'll tell you, life was getting pretty comfortable sitting at that desk just planning stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I go to CrossFit and that's hard and everything else, but I really thrive in situations that involve some type of like
interaction.
Well, not even just but like
altercation.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I really enjoy like having some type of joust. You know what I mean? And so. Huh?
Martin said you need twins.
Martin said you needed twins.
What? No, no. What's,
there's
what's
a joust for you.
Hey, what's the jiu-jitsu motto?
The motto?
Yeah, about, yeah, you're what you're doing is honing and sharpening your skills.
Well, there's a lot of mottos people use, but the main lesson that he'll get from jiu-jitsu is how to stay calm in a very difficult situation.
Uncomfortable situation.
Right.
I feel like Rucker would have that in his repertoire as well.
Not yet. It's going to take a few years.
I meant from like the streets.
Well, yeah, but that's a totally different thing. Yeah. And he can attest to it. You know, we had a nice round the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been working on stuff. I've been trying to help you along. But the other day, I thought I'd let you know how it felt.
Yeah.
When David started with me.
Yeah.
He started that way, by the way. My best friend liked to kill me my first day.
Mm-hmm.
It was brutal, brutal. But that's the way that people starting out, that's the way they learn.
Well,
they get smashed. They can't breathe. They don't know how to get out. They don't know what to do. They panic. They fell around. They use all their strength. And guess what? After about 30 seconds, there's nothing left. And you're helpless. And there's nothing you can do except take your butt whipping and come back the next time.
Yeah, and I'm good. Sign me up. Like, here's the thing.
He's excited about butt whooping.
No, dude, I've been getting.
Oh, he'd take it well.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
I mean, go to prison, okay?
No, thank you.
I'm just saying. Hey,
hard
kids,
pass.
Kids, I'm not advocating for felony convictions, but all I'm saying is you learn how to face somebody that you know that's going to beat you in a way to where you learn.
That's right.
Like that.
That was what I was going to say.
I'm good.
All of this that you're talking about going through is so that you can learn and can become better.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And it's going to hurt. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
What started it is he was like,
who's the guy that cracked your rib? I said, David Martinez. He goes, why would you do that? I said, I'm just like, I knew going into it, this is going to hurt.
I'd have been like, you know what? I'll start with you. I'd have been like.
But, you know, David didn't do it. He did it. He did it to himself.
Bingo.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
So you didn't tell me that part.
I told you I started guarding up high because I'm used to guarding my face. Yeah. And my dude jumped across my body very soon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's totally it's my lack of knowledge that did it.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Back to that. Okay. That
don't do a CrossFit workout with kettlebells and push-ups an hour before you go up there. No. Bad move.
Bad move.
Because I'm learning. I watched shows with him, okay, and it's all the masters. Okay, they're masters of their craft.
He's talking about UFC 1, yeah. 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Hoist Gracie.
No, Taekwondo, karate, jiu-jitsu, all that. Okay. They all are geared differently on what they teach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think jiu-jitsu, with my limited knowledge of all of them, I just know this. When they run up on a jiu-jitsu master, all the rest of the masters said they tapped out. Because I've got, this is just a personal question with me. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think, if they ever incarcerated me, I think I'd die. I'm serious.
Well, they have medical units. So they
saying, you know, that's got to be, you know, somebody locking doors behind me. How do you deal with that? And you know, like, you got 5 years to do.
Well, try being 18 and thinking you're in there the rest of your life, right? Like, I mean, really, like, we talk about it, but the psychological trauma that I experienced trying to wrap my mind around that was very heavy. And it affected me for years. And in some subtle ways, even with the spiritual healing and, you know, the therapy that I've had and everything like that, it still affects me in certain aspects. Just that kind of stuff has a lasting impact on you.
Well, it made him tough. I know that.
But, because the reason I asked this, I actually had a friend of mine in Oklahoma ask me to go preach to a man that's incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I'm going in the sheriff's department, they're locking keys behind us everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come out of there, I was so glad, okay, because I just, you know, and now I know why when I was in Europe that everybody was saying, oh, you need to go behind the Iron Curtain just to experience it. And I said, no. I would always just say no, but I didn't really know the reason why. But when I went to that jailhouse, oh, I know the reason why. I don't want to walk in anywhere, so somebody else has got a big iron key, and they're locking an iron gate behind me.
But you know, there's another component to that, right? Like, yes, in actuality, that's a lot to deal with, and it's very difficult. But yet, I know guys that are sitting on death row right now that live in more freedom than most of us because of their relationship with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this aspect of it to where, like, if I get into a relationship with Christ in a way to where I no longer live for this world, but yet I live for eternity with him, then none of the current circumstances affect anything. The Apostle Paul was a master at this.
Well, saying, all of this is surrounding you, is temporary.
Happiness is external, joy is internal.
The reason I asked you the question to start with was just what, and you've answered questions I wanted to know personally.
Hey, cracked rib, cracked rib.
Yeah.
They say it takes 7 to 8 weeks. Your boy was back in three.
Three weeks, he's back.
We come.
He's back.
Wheezing.
Yeah, wheezing. I'm still wheezing, but that's
that's a double cheeseburger, not the ribs.
All right, Roger. Hey, I'm out of here, buddy.
All right, bro.
It was good to see you.
Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Building it out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass. They got you. Whatever you want, they got you. And that's what's cool because, like, I planted the persimmon trees. I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years. All the things. It's our way of giving back, you know, and it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point, your wife's going to say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch. You can grow them in the kitchen. You can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go. I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store. Just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
On a mildly different subject, I want to know y'all's take on that. I had a weird happening last night. So I
was it happening?
Yeah, I got home and I could tell that the boys. Well, I didn't even have to get home because I got the text before I got home.
You got the text that said get home?
No, not get home. I got the text that said, when you get home, Jackson is all yours. He's mentally and physically abused everybody in this house today, including the dog.
That is great.
And so
I get that text sometimes.
I was like, okay, not a problem. So I get home, I can tell Mama's, she had enough for a Monday.
Yeah, she fed up. She done.
She had enough. So I said, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to be a good guy. I said, you go get in the bed, give me the monitors, and I'm going to sleep on the couch.
There
that
you
way. You know, you get a full night of unadulterated sleep, monitor free, no nothing. So I'm laying there at about 10 o'clock. And in their playroom, which is right next to our living room, I hear one of their toys go off.
They've escaped.
And I'm like, no, ain't nobody escaped. But I'm just like, because I'm looking at the monitor, I'm like, okay, we're all good. And I'm just sitting there thinking, why is that toy going off? Like, what? There ain't nobody in that room.
Mm-hmm.
There, or I hope not. I don't have a camera in there.
Yeah.
But I did come to the conclusion of I ain't going to die in a scary movie, because when I hear the noise, I don't go look. Bingo. I just sit there. The people that go look are the ones that get hurt.
Rucker, what would you have done?
I would have went and checked it out. But
thank you. You preached a whole thing about not being scared of nothing, so you better go on and check
it. But
I wasn't scared. I just didn't want to die.
But I
was trying to get the reaction out of Hunter on that one.
In the context of a scary movie,
yeah,
you run away from. Now there's different. Okay, if you're in a situation and you hear a chainsaw just start up in the middle of the woods,
Run.
Probably don't run to that.
Yeah, you run
away.
You know
what I'm saying,
that.
Like,
I thought you might say, you know what, not scared.
No,
this ain't chicken.
I'll keep on going with it.
There's context in different.
I just thought you were Leroy Jenkins and everything, but I like to hear it.
So, the toy is actually their little, what do they call them now? It's not little tykes anymore, little people. I don't think they call them tykes anymore. They call them
little cars.
No,
sit on ride.
No, it's a little fire truck. Yeah, this guy, fireman on the front and fireman on the back. That's what was making the racket. I was like, man, that's weird, because you got to, like, push a button on it. I mean, I know I play with it.
Ghost?
Like, could be. I don't really know what it was.
Is the whole story that you never went and looked?
No, I never went and looked.
I wasn't.
Why would you? Why would you go look?
Because what if your kids had escaped the look.
Well, you ain't even got to the weirdest part of this story, which is coming.
No, that's actually pretty normal, what he's talking about right now.
Yeah.
So, 20 minutes go by.
Your toys just make noises? That's
your toy. Your toy is still making noise, right?
Yes, they do.
As an Astros fan, your part of Houston is totally different.
It run through its little progression of racket, and then it was over.
You know,
I was like, okay, whatever. 20 minutes later, I'm laying there on the couch. I got the monitor right by my head. My phone starts going off, all that. I look, and it's the United Automation people that have the fire system here. And I'm like, I ain't answering that mess, whatever. There's other people on that list. They can get that call.
Guess I'm off of it.
Yeah. Well, this is a different one. See, this is a different list. This isn't
I
still
just get our, the calls that
this isn't our security system. No, you still on that one, Big Dog. I ain't taking you off.
Every time a rat moves in this building, and it's like, hey, often. Call John David and let him know. I'm like, I don't care.
Well, as soon as that one quits ringing, my phone starts again. I look, I'm like, okay. That's the number I got to answer. I didn't know whose it was. I just knew. I was like, I better answer this one. This is the Ouachita Parish Fire Department. I was like, okay.
It was their truck?
It wasn't their truck. But they were dispatching 3 units to Duck Commander because of smoke alarms, various smoke alarms going off inside Duck Commander, and they needed somebody to guarantee entry into the building. I said, so I guess you need me to go. And she was like, I sure do. I said, well, here I come.
That side door's glass.
At 10:30 at night with Twin, you asleep. You ain't out there up to no good. You sleeping. But I just thought it was weird. I get here, it's the spray foam people doing whatever Hunter and them need to be done in this other room. And they took the thill off the covers and the whatever. So fire alarm. There are 3 fire trucks at this place. And I'm like, what in the world?
What?
But how come the toy that went off was a fire truck too?
Oh, kind of like a premonition type thing.
Well, yeah. You know what I was watching before I would turn TV off?
Huh.
Final Destination.
And Black Panthers aren't real.
Well, so I mean,
what'd he say? I can't even hear.
He doesn't know how to work the microphones, and it's his one job. You keep saying stuff, and we can't hear you, Hunter.
Hunter, fix the audio in post.
Hunter, fix it.
A poltergeist. What's
we
a
don't know what that means.
That's a ghost. That's a ghost.
Hold on.
I can barely spell taekwondo. I certainly can't spell poltergeist.
No idea.
I know what it is. It's a ghost.
It's Martin, a ghost?
Yeah.
Martin, I need to say something, though.
Yeah, I'm like you. About, hey, I ain't going to check.
I don't know. I am.
But there is a strong possibility that your children have reached the diabolical age of cribs can't hold them back.
That's right.
No, they still in them sleep sacks. They can't climb in them sacks. Now, when they outgrow them sacks, we in a bind.
Because
they are climbers.
It's a bad deal.
Yeah, well,
they wake up and they're touching you.
Yeah,
are they long? They long? They tall?
Yeah.
For the
Yeah. Genetics, man.
Have you met Brittany or
Ann Martin? That's why I assume.
Yeah, genetics. You know we own that long bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are.
Yeah.
Them kids are going to be like 6'8".
But, you know, there's another, like, okay, so I get you don't go to it in certain situations, but that changes depending on who's there, right? So this situation, there's something that sounds very dangerous. If I'm by myself, I don't go to it. If my kids and my family's there, you go to it, right? Yeah. So there's different.
No, see, like right now. Even when I'm in another room and I hear a big thud, I'm like, I just wait for the cry.
Yeah.
To see just how bad it was.
Yeah.
And if I don't hear nothing, I'm like, lesson learned. If I hear something, I'm like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But I did think it was weird. The fire truck toy led to a call from the fire department.
Fire call. Yeah.
And then I come up here and there's 3 fire trucks. And then I go back home and I can't go to sleep till like 1:30. So I'm running on fumes today, but we'll be all right.
You look good, though.
I feel
good. You look great.
You feel good. Your podcast.
But that is interesting. It's like, is it a premonition? Like, what's the chances? Odd coincidence?
Yeah, out of all the toys in there, why was it their
fire truck?
Yeah, and then the fire department called me.
Because my first question was, wait a minute, that has a button on it. And someone has to touch it to make it run.
Yeah.
Y'all don't
That's what would have been going on in my mind.
I just figured it was dad coming around, creeping around.
Push the fire truck.
I figure it's dad's spirit coming around, hanging out, checking on the boys.
Just messing with you?
Just checking on the boys. He liked to scare people his whole life. He's one of them like to hide around corners, jump out on you.
Question.
Even as a kid.
Question. It matters.
Go ahead.
Did the fire truck toy wake you up?
No, I was
already awake.
I was in the process of going to sleep. I was like right in that kind of fog of
Do
I'm
you
about
sleep
to
heavy?
Go to sleep.
Like if you go, if you're out, you're
If I'd have been out, I'd have never heard that fire truck.
And then Duck Commander would have burnt down.
There it is.
Well, send us that, Brucker. You got a verse on you on your mind, or
I got one. If you don't,
come on,
go ahead.
Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Kind of weird metaphors with all the fighting for me today, but I think that's the point Rucker was trying to make the whole time. You can't stop the boy because he's got Jesus Christ on his side.
Amen.
And he fears nothing because he knows who he is and who he belongs to and where he's going.
And we are guaranteed to take L's in life.
Yeah, man.
But we win that's in the end.
It's war not about has the already losses been of today. And won.
A.
It's not about the losses of today.
No.
Ben.
Yeah.